Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf, a holding in Chulin Daf Kuvov. The Gemara in Amud Aleph tells us, how do we know that you have to do Netilas Yadayim? So the Gemara says, Mitzvah Lishmer Adivir Chachomim, that's what Abaye says. And Rava says, Mitzvah Lishmer Adivir Blozo Menarach, that brings the Pasuk, V'chol Sheyiga Bo Yazav, V'yodov Lo Yishotav V'mayim, says that Azov did not wash his hands. So Blozo Menarach said, Mikan Somchu Chachomim Netilas Yadayim in HaTorah. From here, Chachomim learned that Asmach to Netilas Yadayim in HaTorah. How do we learn from this pasuk? So Rav asked Rav Nachman, how do you see from here? So he told him, why does it say Yodav lo shalef amayim? Why dafka yadayim? Should be the whole body. El, it's a reference to somebody else that their hands have to be, have to do shtivas yadayim. So the Maharal in Bera Goyla Bera Rishon, he bases, this is one of the places he bases on his shita, his concept of what is a smachto. When the Gemara tells us, the Rabbanon are giving us an asmachto, what is an asmachto? So he mentions in other places that the Rambam learns that Asmachta is a, has nothing to do with the Pasuk. Rabbanon had a drosha, and they just connect it to a Pasuk for maybe for a way for us to memorize it, for us to connect it to something. Says the Maharal, that's not the Pshat. Pshat on Asmachta is that there's some reference to it in the Pasuk. And this Gemara is a good indication to that. You know, the Sefer Bera Goylo, the Maharal wrote, is in order to defend Chazal from the tightness that some people had, the Chazal saying things, Khalil, that are not true. So he says here, the Yavad Rosha, and the Joshua looks funny. The Pasuk speaks about Azov. It says by Azov, he has to go to the mikvah. It mentions the word Viyodav Loshatav Amayim, he didn't clean his hands. From here you learn Netilas Yadayim. What's the shaykhs between Viyodav Loshatav Amayim of Azov to Netilas Yadayim that we do for every meal? So explains the Maharal, and very similarly, it's brought down the Torah Tmimo, in Vayikra Perek Tzayin, Ois Memhei. That the Torah tells you that the problem here with the Zov is V'yodav L'shotav Amayim. Why Yodav L'shotav Amayim? His whole body is tummy. So we're mentioning one aver, just as an example. Why specifically the hands? Why not the head? Here the Torah tells you the hands are more susceptible to tumo than the rest of the body. The Yoyser Roy L'tumo. And why is that so? So the Maharal goes on to explain. It says we find that the more something is internal and covered, there's less tumo. There's something called base astorim. There's no tumo in base astorim. Ainu mikabel tumo base astorim. Why not? Because something which is concealed and is inside, tumo doesn't touch it. It has to be something which is royal in igiyah, that it's easy to access. And that's the klal yushin all tumo. Tumo connects to something which is external. This also has to do with Oimek HaMachshavo, as many of the Farshim bring. The tumo is attaching itself to things. It's from the outside. So whatever is exposed, the tumo can touch it. The more the thing is internal, the less it receives tumo. The Torah is coming to teach you the Yadayim are considered to be external. Yadayim askani yosim. They're busy. And because they're busy, they are considered to be external. The yad of a person reaches out outside of his internal confines. That's why the Torah brought the example of Yodav L'shotav Amayim. So Rabbana learned from here, from this Pasuk, the Yadayim are more royal L'kabel Tumo. If so, they were taking it to the Yadayim for it to go and remove the Tumo, which the hand is more susceptible to receive. So says the Maharal, the Asmachta is not just a made-up thing that we connect into a Pasuk. We learn it from the Pasuk. But it's not a clear drush. The Torah is not speaking here about a regular person to go and do a Netilas Yadayim. Talk about a Zov. But the fact that the Torah is talking about a Zov and emphasizing Yadayim, from here Rabbanon learned that the Torah wants to tell us to do a Netilas Yadayim. So it's not clearly in the Torah, but it's Yoytzeh min HaTorah. And that's why it's just a little rachik. Lefikach umi rabbon, that's where the Maharal ends. So it says the Maharal, this is really the yisoid of every asmachta. Every asmachta is not just a vort that we connect to a pasuk. It's coming from the pasuk. Chazal beruach kotshon, they saw it in the pasuk. The pasuk taught us to do it. But it's not so clear in the pshat. So therefore, you need to come and say it's a derabbanon. So really, these two parts of the Gemara, mitzvah lishmor adivir chachamim, and mitzvah lishmor adivir blazo ben arach, it's the same concept, it's a derabbanon, and Rabbanon learned it from a pasuk. Blazo ben arach just shows us which pasuk taught Rabbanon to come and say this gzeiro. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.